You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Everyone in San Francisco seems to have a story about a car break-in. Every 17 minutes on average in the city, windows are smashed and a car is broken into. It's expensive, it's frustrating, and predictable. But why does it have to be this way? KELW's justice reporter Holly J. McDee joins me now to talk about the problem and the San Francisco Police Department's new strategies. So, Holly, how bad is the car break-in crisis in San Francisco?
Well, so on your average day in San Francisco, about 85 cars are getting broken into.
In one day?
In one day. Ugh. So in 2016, a San Francisco grand jury described this whole situation as an epidemic, and it's just gotten worse since then. Our own Audio Academy fellow, Amber Miles, had her car broken into last fall in a grocery outlet parking lot in San Francisco. She ran in to pick up some milk. She came back to her car, her laptop, backup hard drive, and audio equipment had all been stolen. Mm.
So I called the police, because that's what you do, right? And and so then they were like, oh, you know, you should just like go online and, you know, file a report, and that's it. And I was like, I was really upset about that, because it was a lot of stuff and I didn't have insurance for it. So I sat down and cried then.
And so it is common for the San Francisco Police Department to tell break-in victims like Amber to go fill out forms online instead of calling the cops. But that doesn't exactly feel good. It doesn't feel like someone's doing something about the problem.
No.
So Amber was crying. A woman nearby, she stopped, said, what's going on? And she said, okay, I'll call the police. I'll get them to come down here. Mm-hmm. So eventually that's what happened. The police arrived.
There was a female officer who was kind of like, I don't know, 30s or 40s, and she was like, we don't have time for this. And then there was like a young rookie kind of cop, like he looked like he was like 18 or 19, and he was pretty nice, and he, you know, tried hard to make me feel a bit better, and he like did the report and everything, but she was just like, oh man, you don't need to be doing this, basically.
Okay, that's just very frustrating.
It is, and roughly a month later, Amber's whole car was stolen from where it was parked in the Mission.
So we just went to the street where we'd parked it a few days ago, and rather than our car being there, it was just a pile of broken glass. And so I kind of knew right away what happened, and I was just like, oh man, you know, because I was already kind of in the mindset of vehicle crime, I guess.
Amber eventually got her car back.
Well, good.
But finding the people responsible for these kind of crimes almost never happens. Mm. Out of tens of thousands of auto break-ins reported online in the past 7 years, San Francisco police have made arrests in only 13 cases.
But why?
Finding the people responsible isn't easy. It's a smash and grab kind of deal. Thieves break the glass, then run off into the night. There don't seem to be enough cops in the world to stop them. The grand jury report from 2016 speculates that gangs are responsible for almost all of the car break-ins.
Okay.
So it's likely a small number of people doing a large chunk of the crime, and they're almost never getting caught for it. The San Francisco Police Union blames Prop 47, which passed in 2014.
What's that?
That's the measure that reduced some nonviolent felonies to misdemeanors. That means people are spending less time in jail for crimes like selling drugs, grand theft, and receiving stolen property. But there's a report out from Californians for Safety and Justice. That's the public safety and criminal justice reform group that advocated for Prop 47. So the report says that around the state, property crimes have not changed all that much since the law went into effect. But even though property crime is declining around the country, here in San Francisco, it is on the rise. This is Amber's theory.
It's hard for people here now because San Francisco has gotten so expensive that a lot of people are desperate. So it's kind of a bigger problem than just me and my car.
Okay, so the cause of all this isn't really obvious, but what is the solution? What are cops doing right now?
So cops have been trying a few different strategies. Last fall, Chief Bill Scott put more cops on the street. The department also added a general crimes investigation unit of 35 officers to focus on crimes like break-ins and auto theft. But car break-ins have still been going up in the city as a whole. So at the beginning of this year, Chief Scott announced that all 10 stations in the police department will have a dedicated team of officers just focusing on property crime.
So is this a problem for just the police to solve? What about the legislative side of things? What's happening?
Lawmakers are getting involved. State Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco wants to make it easier for prosecutors to convict the people responsible for break-ins of felonies. Right now, it's difficult for prosecutors to prove a break-in even occurred.
But how? I mean, the windows are smashed. How can that be hard?
Well, right now, smashed windows and valuables stolen from inside a car can only be charged as a felony if the victim actually shows up in court and says that the door was locked.
I see.
Otherwise, it's just misdemeanor theft. Wiener's bill would make it so the smashed windows alone count as evidence of a break-in. Last fall, the Board of Supervisors passed a measure that requires rental car companies to remind customers to lock their doors and protect their valuables.
Okay.
This is what makes the situation seem so absurd to a lot of people. They're just telling tourists to lock their doors like good urbanites. Our friend and colleague, Amber Miles, is more careful now, but she says that's not the point.
I guess I should have known better than to leave my stuff, but I also think it's kind of sad that we live in a world where you can't run into the grocery store and get some milk real quick.
She's got a point.
And after Amber got her car back, it broke down on the 101 in Santa Rosa. So she got a new car, and she's hoping it's so lame looking, no one will even want to steal it.
98 Ford Windstar minivan in solar mint. So I think having a car that's not attractive to people is also good.
Okay, that is a plan.
Some other helpful tips: keeping your valuables at home, leaving notes on your windshield, pleading with thieves to be nice. That's all the public can really do right now while police re-strategize and regroup and try to solve this issue.
Okay, thank you, Holly.
You're welcome.